and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to a terrific Thursday. Terrific.
Terrific.
It's a terrific Thursday. It's a, you know, I just kind of pushed the alliteration too far as we get started. Today's Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you're going to have to hold my hand through the show. Make sure I don't do that again.
All right.
Well, all right. Yeah, we know you long enough.
As long as you don't mind holding hands with me, I guess we'll be okay.
Right. I'm man enough. I can handle it. All right. So
You're man enough? Okay.
What are we doing today? It's a Thursday. We had a great time with Ty Bollinger, Carol Alt yesterday. We're moving along here. It is, Dr. Tenet's coming back on. We're going to talk Autism One, the conference coming up in May in Chicago. So stand by for that. Also, next hour, already giving you a preview, just jumping right in, probably breaking all the rules, which we want to do sometimes. Liam Schaff, we're going to find out what we don't believe. So stand by for that. That's going to be great. But for now, how about, I'm still playing catch up on all the questions that are coming into the website at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, would it be a major violation of protocol if we went like right to questions first thing?
No. No, I think we're going to let that go, although I will throw one headline in real quick.
Sure.
We don't even have to react to it, but it's important that people know about this. Survey has been done and has determined that teens who text about condoms are more likely to use them. So just now you know, Google News, if teens text about condoms, they're more likely to use them. Now we can move on to questions.
I'm just thinking about all those teens that existed before the era of texting. What did they do? Well, I don't understand. Yeah.
Forget about it. On to the question. Yes.
Okay. All right. Let's go back. RobertScottBell.com is the website. Questions coming in. We're still playing catch up. There's so much more coming in off of a number of shows that I've been doing recently. This one is from Yvonne. Yvonne. Do I want to do that one? No, I don't want to do Yvonne. Yeah, I do, actually.
No. Forget Yvonne. Why do we want to take her question?
Actually, Yvonne's is a good question because she's writing about her son.
Rude.
And her son is a dedicated listener to the show. So how could I turn that down? She says, my son, Jason, dedicated listener to your show, has suggested that I contact you about my health problem. I've been cycling for years. What kind of cycling? Female cycle or bicycle? Let me read on here.
No, just seen that would be bicycle.
I think you're right. And never had a problem with cycling long distances. You're right. That's very good. As far as I know, there has not been a change in my lifestyle that would coincide with the pain starting. Pain. She went on a century ride with her son last year and experienced tingling, burning, numbing pain in her feet toward the end of the ride. As a result, she says her cycling has now been limited to 7 miles each time she's been riding. And then she looked on the internet and she said it sounded like she had neuropathy. So she went to her doctor and the doc said, evidently, no, you don't have neuropathy. All right, that's pretty clear. That's good. All right. So the podiatrist said the same thing, but did suggest that she get clip-on pedals and to make sure that the bike is adjusted to her body, get new bike shoes and stuff like that. So she did. She also bought online pills for neuropathy, but nothing changed. Now, I have no idea what kind of pills she bought, but it didn't help, evidently.
Okay.
Now, she continues. And we're getting to the crescendo here, the finale. I believe because of the clip on the pedals and, of course, the new bike shoes that I've been able to go farther, 20 miles, before pain sets in. Otherwise, I'm at a loss. I don't want to give up riding. She doesn't want to give up riding. And Jason, her son, who listens to this show, believes that I might be able to help her. And thank you. So thank you, Yvonne. Now, I don't know. I have a lot to consider. Let me think about this for a moment. Super Don, you've been with me long enough. Let's do an Ask Super Don segment. See, this woman, she...
Okay.
Can we do that? We just make it up on the spot.
Sure, why not? Sure.
Yvonne, I'm so sorry. I'm going to turn you over to my humble and lovable producer, Super Don, to see if he can help you with your problem of riding century-long bike rides, and now you have something that sounds similar to neuropathy, but may not be neuropathy. Mm-hmm. Super Don, what do you think we can do to help you, Yvonne?
I was actually taking some notes here. So she goes cycling.
Yeah.
She experiences pain.
Yeah.
Tingling.
Uh-huh.
And numbness.
Right.
From cycling.
Good, yeah, good notes.
All right, so...
What do you think she should do?
I would have to say that Dr. Super Don would prescribe...
What should she do?
Ride the bus instead.
Take the bus. That's your advice.
I have solved the case. I'm just like House.
Oh, my
Dr.
God.
Dr. House on TV. I figured it out.
Well, you're practicing, I don't know, safe commuting now. That's what you're doing. Thank you, Super Don. For some reason, I don't think Jason's going to appreciate it as much as Yvonne might. I don't know.
In all seriousness,
Yvonne, here's my sense of this. Now, we could go to some of the metabolic issues and even supplemental issues in terms of the symptom picture. For instance, we could utilize a homeopathic remedy, a complex for something like neuropathy, or even a sciatic type pain, you know, a shooting pain or something along those lines. And even if it's not the exact, let's say, title or diagnosis of what's going on here, the remedies will often cross over into your symptoms and give you some sense of relief, like Hypericum perforatum, a homeopathic remedy known as St. John's wort, but in Latin, Hypericum, okay? That could be done. We could also talk about the metabolic waste factor of producing, let's say, the kind of athletic endeavor you do in a century bike ride, where you've got a lot of metabolic waste pushing the muscles, the nerves, etc., well beyond their limits. And in that case, they can't move the, let's say, metabolic waste on out of the system, and therefore they can inflame and irritate, for instance, the nerve. And that, to me, is you know, there's two issues there. One is a problem of liver and kidney being overburdened, but primarily the reason being that the water that you're drinking may not be hydrating as well as it should. So my recommendation in this case would be to get the Echo 7 unit, quite honestly, and hydrate differently with micro-clustered water. That's, you know, and that may not be total answer, but I think that's a significant part of it here. But I'm going to take it to a biomechanical perspective, because she did get improvement, as she heard. You heard that, Super Don? She said she went to her podiatrist, and she got new shoes, she got clips, and she was able to go from 7 miles to 20 miles. Now, right. Have you ever done distance bike riding?
I have not. In fact, you know what? Listen, I used to ride the bike when I was a kid, and then I went many years without riding a bike.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a few years ago. I needed to ride the bike with my son to go do something. And I think I lasted about maybe a mile, and I could not walk right for about 3 days.
Wow. Well, you know, you brought up
Yeah, I'm not a biker. I'm not a biker.
You brought up something that's perfect, because that's where I was going. Because my memory of when I used to do distance bike rides, I'd do like 25-mile rides, which is not a 100-mile ride, granted, but... in college, we would do it pretty intense. It wasn't on an aluminum bike either. You know, it was like the heavier bikes, but it was great. But you're right. When you got off, there was some soreness involved, particularly the rumpus rostis.
Big time.
The rumpus.
I look like a cowboy. I've been riding a horse. I mean, man.
Yeah.
That was not
so
pleasant.
So my point in bringing that up, and you know, you confirmed that as well. Now, Yvonne might not be sore in that area if she's got a good saddle, so to speak. But the impact on the nerves that transition from, you know, the trunk to the extremities of the legs can be irritated to the point where these symptoms of neuropathy can appear that they're not actually neuropathy. And in this case, I would look to a doctor of chiropractic or a doctor of osteopathic medicine who actually knows how to adjust the body. Because I see this all the time, being that biomechanical motion at the level of a 100-mile bike ride, it's a pretty intense thing, and to get your body in that position to not have some kind of impact like that would be more surprising to me than not. So for me, if you haven't done some kind of adjustment, physical adjustment, that would be something I'd look into. Now, can you increase the omega-3 essential fatty acids? Yes, and that would be a great idea to reduce inflammation. CBD, even. increase the CBD if you're not doing the CBD from hempmedspx.com. Would be another great option, another great idea, I believe. Also, as we mentioned, some of the homeopathic medicines, but the silica challenge would be great. Because if the nerves have been challenged, inflamed, you can bet the rest of the skeletal system has been too. And that could put extra demands on your silicon stores, or your silica stores in the body. So doing three silicon four times a day of the Alta Health Silica, Alta Health product silica, from Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com is another thing I would recommend. And I think between these options that we've thrown out here, one or all of them are going to greatly benefit you. None of them would be detrimental and could get you to where you need to go. And I think the most interesting thing to consider is the utilization of the Echo 7 ionized structured water. Because doing a 100-mile ride, much less a 25-mile ride, it stresses you to drink enough, you know, to replace the lost fluids along the way. And I had major shifts in my ability to hydrate when I switched over to this kind of water. So give a try. You've got actually today and tomorrow, if you want to take advantage of the deal at robertswater.com, if you do, you can get the faucet. And I have a, you know, we put a picture of me with the faucet. I was so excited about it, the digital faucet, which is a $500 value. And Paul Barrettiero is offering that for free if you get the Echo 7 today or tomorrow by the 21st of February. So that would be a great thing to take advantage of. And there's a phone number here you can call to get a hold of it. Paul at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. And if you don't want the, under sink unit with the faucet, you can get the above sink unit and he'll give you 15% off, which you never get that deal. So take advantage of that. Very, very cool. And Yvonne, your son is very smart, by the way. He listens to the Robert Scott Bell Show. You've raised a very smart boy. Congratulations to you.
I mean, really, I never, you know, we've talked about this before, never consider ourselves as like a teenager type show.
Yes.
We have a lot of teenage fans, and it's really cool.
Teenage Mutant Ninja fans of the
That's
Robert
right.
Scott Bell Show.
That's
very
cool.
Well, listen, say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors. They make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 6 days a week. Streaming through naturalnewsradio.com, of course, our syndicator, GCNlive.com, GCN, and UK Health Radio rebroadcasts us through, yes, the UK, and Down Under Digital Radio -103 in Australia, and Stitcher Podcasts, and we have, of course, a podcast service for the blind now. It's amazing. This message of health, freedom, and healing liberty cannot be contained. The Robert Scott Bell Show. You've raised a very smart boy. Congratulations to you.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Joining us at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Tennant. We're going to hit some autism-related discussion, heading into the Autism One Conference in May in Chicago. Hope to see you all there. Remember also, we got the upcoming event in Atlanta, Ty Bollinger and I and Dr. Jockers and, of course, A.J. Lanigan. The links are all in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Now, go back to the question we just covered. No hospitalization required. She's going to be fine. Okay? I got to look at this because hospitals have become the place where people who don't have insurance, they go. At least that's what it became. That's where they said we needed Obamacare. Because in that way, we can mandate everybody be insured, and now these hospitals won't have to bail out the people that just go to the emergency room for health care. Of course, it's a short-sighted solution considering that nobody in Jimmy Kimmel's audience even signed up for Obamacare.
That's pretty funny, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know how many in the Robert Scott Bell Show audience have signed up for Obamacare either. By the way, my wife said that she heard that Oregon, remember when you tried to sign up for Obamacare in Oregon?
Right.
She said since that time, there have been zero people that have been confirmed that have actually been able to sign up for Obamacare in all that time.
They have had an absolutely miserable time with their website. They keep expanding and extending and extending their deadline because they just can't seem
to get
it.
It's a tragic comedy. And now we have this story in Georgia, where I was for many years. Fourth hospital in Georgia closes due to Obamacare payment cuts. Now, you think that this is me bashing Obamacare. No, this is me bashing a system that preceded Obamacare that made Obamacare inevitable. The 4th Georgia Hospital in 2 years closing its doors due to severe financial difficulties, as they say, caused by Obamacare's payment cuts for emergency services. So we're playing in a playground that is federal in orientation. That is, a hospital in Georgia can't survive without funding from the federal government, the U.S. taxpayer all the way around the country, sending money to D.C., D.C. then sending money back to a hospital in Georgia. It's rural southeastern Georgia, it was like 25 beds, small hospital. But why did it have to close, really? And my argument here is quite different. I don't blame Obamacare, because I said Obamacare is inevitable. And what's coming next is inevitable when it collapses. It's the freedom for all doctors and non-doctors alike to do what they do side by side in a private hospital that asks nothing of government, that asks only that the doctors that are in there, whether they be licensed or not, do not, you know, deceive them or the public as to what they are capable or trained to do. And then you're going to see costs drop. You know, you've heard me argue this over the years, Super Don, that if we just eliminate licensure and we allow all the healers to heal, again, this is not license to kill, right? Because we know that the doctors already have license to kill. The naturopaths are not really killing many people, and I'm afraid that if they all get licensed, they might start harming you. I don't know, but I am very wary of licenses. But what we want to do is free up all the healers to heal, and you'll find that the healers will find a way to work together with one another, the ones that are legitimate. How do I define legitimacy? Those who are truthful and honest about what they can and can't do, or even if they claim they can do something, they must reveal why they say they can't. If it's simply because they believe they can and they have no training, then that's fine. You know, who's going to go to see them? Maybe somebody that's in government, but I don't think I would necessarily. But, I mean, the freedom to do that. Right. The fact of the matter is we can address most diseases without having to, let's say, a resort to a hospital stay. The reason we've got so much hospital health care going on is because the people of America have basically forsaken their responsibility and their obligation to care for their bodies, to nourish their bodies, to feed their bodies, to detoxify their bodies. And, you know, this is partly due to the medical monopoly, a big part of it is, where it encouraged the American people to basically abandon their obligation to care for themselves and turn it over to a ruling class, a ruling medical elite, that would only replace every ailment with synthetic chemicals that ultimately did nothing to address the underlying cause of this thing. And of course, now we have, you know, generations being harmed by this in the realm of vaccine-induced autism, vaccine-induced diseases. There's even an article, I don't have time to go into it right now, maybe we can do it later, that addressed the issue of type 1 diabetes that I've said for many years I believe is vaccine-induced because of the antibody-antigen relationship and the immune response going into autoimmunity as it corrupts the normal immune system. So we may get into that with Dr. Tennant. We'll see. But stick around. We got Liam Sheff finding out what he doesn't believe, what I don't believe, and why it matters or why it doesn't matter. That's why you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots more to do. Check it out. RobertScottBell.com. Back with Dr. Tennant after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Ryan.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Belcher. Scott Belcher.
Well, we are gearing up for a number of events here in 2014. One of the biggest of them scheduled right now is May 2014 in Chicago. Chicago, Illinois. You know it, Autism One. And one of the guys that's going to be featured there, a great doctor, very, very smart guy, and an inventor. You know, he's got some really interesting inventions surrounding the understanding that the body carries voltage. Is it transient? This is a fascinating subject, and it will tie in also to the discussion of how we can help kids who have been damaged by vaccines or other things, how that disrupts voltage in the body, etc. And he's here. He's with us now, Dr. Jerry Tennant. Welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you very much.
Glad to have you on board. Now, as a homeopath, a guy that does energy medicine, I'm with you. There's nothing to convince me about here. But a lot of the audience might not be as, have a depth of understanding as what does it mean that the body has voltage, carries voltage, is voltage? How would you describe it?
Well, the concept of there being voltage in the body is perhaps best understood by particularly physicians and physiologists who haven't thought of it this way. If you look at any book on cellular biology, they will tell you that cells are designed to run at a pH of 7.35 to 7.45. So the question is, what is pH? What does that mean? Well, the reality is that if you think about why your lights are on or why your computer is working, you have a copper wire that's bringing electrons to that device. And so in a wire, you have a conductive media where electrons are moving. But if you think about a solution like water, water can also contain electrons, but water can either be an electron donor or an electron stealer.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to measure the amount of energy or the amount of voltage in the water, you use a sophisticated voltmeter, and it will tell you in millivolts how many electrons are in that water or whether it's deficient in electrons. So what the way it works is that the by convention, the plus is called, if you have voltage that's plus, it's called an electron stealer, and minus is called an electron donor. So minus 400 millivolts of electron donor is called a pH of 14, and plus 400 millivolts of electron stealer is called a pH of 0. So actually, you simply take and measure the voltage and then convert it to a logarithmic scale that goes from 1 to 14 and call it pH. So if we come back then to the idea that cellular biology books are telling you that cells have to run in an environment of 7.35, that is the synonym of minus 20 millivolts, and 7.45 is a synonym of minus 25 millivolts. So what we basically just realized from our cellular biology books is that all cells have to have energy or voltage to work. Make sense?
Yeah, clearly. Now, of course, when we look at the body and different fluids, there's a variety, let's say, of pH levels that are considered healthy or normal. Like the pH of the blood has a very narrow range that's going to be distinct from maybe lymphatic fluid or urine or cerebrospinal fluid. How would you gather the electron flow in these different fluids? There's a reason, obviously, for different pHs.
Well, the blood is the one where you get 7.35 to 7.45, but extracellular fluid, fluid outside of the cells, normal for that, is a pH of 6.5, which is slightly more acidic. So one of the things people often get confused about, particularly people who have dabbled in this area, is the difference between saliva and urine pH.
Right.
So the reality is that those are indirect measurements of what's really going on in the body. They are not obviously direct measurements. So urine is a better indicator of what's going on in the extracellular fluid, and saliva is a better indicator of what's going on in the intracellular compartments. But because they are indirect measurements, they are actually different. That is lower. That is to say, the normal for both is 6.5. So if you really want to try to extrapolate from what you get with those, you have to use an adjustment that allows for the fact that extracellular fluid are in those measurements of saliva and urine, that it's actually the difference between 6.5 and 7.3.
Well, we can let's say, detect different pH levels, and they do indicate certain things about the health or lack thereof, but I don't know that everybody describes it in terms of millivolts like you've done. So obviously you've got a mind that thinks in terms of electricity. One of my favorite books is The Body Electric by Dr. Robert Becker, and the things that he found in terms of regeneration, the use of silver, different things that can work with that electron scenario, a donor-taker-type scenario, to address whether it be microbial infection or regenerative events within the body. You have invented something, and we've got it linked up in the show notes if you want to check it out, called a biomodulator, which is interesting. And I want to understand the technology that you've invented and how you're interfacing with the body's electrical flow to, I would imagine, adjust it in some way so it's more optimal.
Yes, before we get to the biomodulator, I think we should really discuss what causes people to get sick.
Sure.
But before we leave this actual voltage of cells, I want to point out that if you take and isolate a cell in a petri dish and put an electrode inside the cell and one outside the cell, you will measure about minus 90 millivolts. So the transmembrane potential in an isolated situation is approximately 90, whereas the environment that the cell is supposed to run in is minus 20 to minus 25. The other thing you need to realize is that to make a new cell requires double that voltage, minus 50 millivolts. So the next thing that's important to understand that people often overlook is that we're constantly wearing ourselves out. So you get new cones in the macula of your eye every 2 to 3 days. The lining of your gut is replaced every 3 days. The skin you're sitting in this moment is only 6 weeks old. Your liver is 8 weeks old, and so forth. So we're constantly wearing ourselves out and having to make new cells. So the thing that's important to think about is that chronic disease only occurs when you lose the ability to make new cells that work. So that's important enough, I'd like to say it again. Chronic disease only occurs when you lose the ability to make new cells that work. So
you lose regenerative capacity, in other words.
Well, you have to define what you're talking about with the word regeneration versus healing.
Okay.
Generally speaking, if I take a knife and cut my finger, it's going to close, that wound's going to close and heal. Whereas if my finger is cut off, and then I grow a whole new finger, that's called regeneration.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, of course, a whole different subject. Regeneration implies that you are replacing something that's missing, whereas healing is that you're repairing something that's damaged. So
gotcha.
The point is that if you realize that chronic disease occurs when you lose the ability to make new cells at work, that leads us to the question, well, what does it take to make a new cell? Well, I've already mentioned that you have to have minus 50 millivolts of energy to make a new cell, but you also have to have all the component parts of a cell. So the inside of a cell most cells are made from amino acids. So what's the body's source of amino acids? Well, when you eat a protein, stomach acid breaks it into amino acids, and then you use those to build your own proteins. So if you don't have stomach acid, you don't have the ongoing source of the materials to make the inside of cells. Now, you mentioned we're going to eventually get to talk about autism. Well, when the brain itself, the nervous cells, the neurons, are 50% cholesterol by weight. So you have to have a whole bunch of cholesterol in addition to amino acids to keep your nervous system healthy. Well, the outside of cells are made of fats, and to absorb fats, you must have bile. And so the normal liver makes a quart and a half of bile a day, so it needs a storage tank, and that's the function of the gallbladder. But so if you're going to have the things you need to make the outside of cells, you have to have a liver and gallbladder that works. And then the next thing you have to have, of course, is vitamins and minerals. And the thing that controls the ability of minerals to pass through the cell membrane is a substance called fulvic, F-U-L-V-I-C. Fulvic acid. And then, of course, you have to have oxygen. Well, the amount of oxygen that will dissolve in water is dictated by the voltage of the water. So if I take a glass of water and put a tube in and start bubbling oxygen in, if I raise the voltage of the water, more oxygen will go into solution. But if I lower the voltage of the water, oxygen actually comes out of solution and disappears. So in cells that have low voltage, you always have decreased amount of oxygen. And so it's important to have adequate voltage in your cells so you have adequate amounts of oxygen. But the other piece of that puzzle is that you have to have good circulation to so the red blood cells will bring oxygen to the neighborhood so you can use it. And circulation is under control of nitric oxide. And so essentially everybody past the age of 40 is deficient in nitric oxide and thus begins to have worse and worse circulation and thus less and less oxygen that's available to go into the cells, even if the oxygen's voltage is normal.
Dr. Tenney, you're painting a very complex picture, but I get it. But I realize we've got a large lay audience that I want them to understand it the best way possible. I know in a short interview we won't be able to get to every detail of it, but I will encourage everybody to realize that Dr. Tenney will be with us at Autism One in Chicago in May of 2014. Also in the show notes, we have links up to the Tenet Institute, Tenet, T-E-N-N-A-N-T, Institute.com, where you can learn more about Dr. Jerry Tenet. We're going to talk with him some more on the other side of this break and talk about how all of this comes together, maybe even with this biomodulator to help children particularly who have been damaged by vaccines into the autism spectrum. Next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Yeah, we're talking with Dr. Jerry Tennant, founder and director of the Tennant Institute of Integrative Medicine in Dallas. And we have it linked up, TennantInstitute.com. Their phone number, if you'd like to see them, they see patients, they help kids. We'll get into that in just a moment. 972-580-1156, 972-580-1156. So, Dr. Tennant, putting it all together, I know you're a fascinating man with the innovation that you've done. And just basically what you've described thus far, it's going to take a lot more discussions, and we'll do some more in the future. But how do we understand, how do we integrate what you've done with the biomodulator, especially with kids that have been injured, to help them recover to whatever potential they have?
Well, first of all, you have to realize that the human body is a portable electronic device. And once you understand that, all portable electronic devices have to have a battery system. And indeed, every organ in our body has its own specific battery pack. And that battery pack is made up of a specific stack of muscles. Because when you move muscles, they generate electrons, and muscles are rechargeable batteries. And then surrounding each muscle is a fascial sheath or a fiber sheath that connects those rechargeable batteries and goes right up to whatever organ you're dealing with. And so acupuncture meridians are actually these individual stacks of muscle batteries. And so as we've been talking, every organ has to have energy to work. And when you see an organ that's not functioning normally, if you go measure its battery power supply, you'll almost always find that it has significant low voltage. And we can use a device that I've developed called a biomodulator, which has, you can put it in the voltmeter mode, go put it on to these specific points, which takes me about 20 minutes to teach you where they are, and then you know what the voltage is in every organ, and if it's low, then you simply switch over into the treatment mode and start inserting electrons and raise the voltage to make things work. So the brain itself, actually, different parts of the brain have different battery packs. So the thinking part of your brain, the frontal lobes of your brain, are from a battery pack that's called the spleen-stomach circuit. And the sides of your brain, if you were to put your hands up on the side of your head, that comes from what's called the gallbladder circuit. And then the center part, where, like most men get bald, is comes from the bladder circuit. So whenever the brain's malfunctioning, you go measure those three circuits and figure out which one has low voltage, and then you can very quickly begin to figure out how how to fix it. Perfect example is a little girl drowned in Honolulu a few years ago. She was without a pulse for 45 minutes, but they resuscitated her. So when I met her, she'd been in a coma for 2 years. We simply tapped into those particular wires or batteries with the biomodulator. In a few days, she woke up. She was deaf and blind, but we continued to put the voltage in. And now at age 9, she sees quite well, and hearing is great, and she does math problems in her head that I can't even think about doing. So the point that I'm making is whatever's wrong with the body, if you give it enough voltage and raw materials to make new cells, it knows how to go heal itself, and that's what my philosophy and work is all about.
Well, you're working with what the chiropractic community calls the innate intelligence of the body. You seem to be opening the channels of communication, the pathways of repair, as you said. And dare I say, I know you made a distinction between healing and regeneration, but I imagine that, you know, with Dr. Becker's work, there's some evidence there that that can be accomplished as well.
Well, if you go to my website, there's a movie on there that was made by a famous physician in Phoenix who had a devastating burn to his thumb, and when you look at it, you would think that it would have to be amputated, but he simply used my device and this substance called humic fulvic acid, and in 14 days, his thumb was perfectly normal. It's incredible to watch.
So he was using the Tenet Biomodulator, as it's called. Now, is this something that is only accessible through your clinic or through doctors who are trained, or is this a device that can be purchased by anybody for home use?
Yeah, it can. The FDA has classified it as a Class 2 device. So, but basically, if people want it, then I can write a prescription for them and then teach them how to use it. So I give training classes essentially every month to people how to do this, not only how to use the biomodulator, but how to understand how the energy in the body works.
Beautiful. Hey, Dr. Tennant, we're out of time. We'll get you back on. And also very excited to see you at Autism One. And people can, and I imagine they can see you there and maybe even try it out for a test drive.
Not a problem. See you there.
Very cool. That's Dr. Jerry Tennant. We got lots more healing to go. We got Liam Sheff. And yes, kids, teenagers, yeah, we're going to talk about poop and the FDA simultaneously. I wonder what is what. In any case, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.